that particular race had four candidates in it, and the top two vote-getting candidates were the two seats. No problem between the first candidate, who had 5,622 votes. The second candidate had 3,798, and the third had 3,714, so an 84-vote difference.
The second-place candidate and now council member was Mary Jean Neal. The man who finished behind her was Dave Penoyer. WMNF was unable to contact Penoyer by airtime. The election has been certified, and by law, it's too late now to recount or add these newly discovered ballots. However, Penoyer could sue. The discovered ballots are just the latest blot on the tenure of former Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson. County commissioners have been unsparing in their criticism of Johnson's reign after his office said they were over $2 million short in paying their bills. Phyllis Buzanski's chief of staff, Craig Latimer, said the new staff is trying to go through every piece of paper to see what's been paid for and what hasn't been.
We are in the process of trying to match up all of the invoices. There's a lot of open invoices, a lot of paid invoices, and trying to reconcile bank accounts to get the budget where it needs to be so that we know how much money we've got left.